That's a good question. In terms of preparation, you know what to look for. You can draw from previous scouting reports. Obviously San Francisco is a little different because we didn't play them last year. Just having the understanding that your teammates have you. Jordan Mills has my right side. Dale's got my left. We're a unit up front, so we prepare together and then we perform together. Yeah, well, you can't speak enough about the great things that Michael Ola and Brian De La Puente did. Justin Smith is one of the most, terrorizing forces in football. And Michael Ola stepped in there and battled him the whole game. And hats off to him and hats off to Chrome and Meyer for getting them ready. He asked a lot of questions. At first you're like, man, is he just asking questions to ask questions? And then you see him put on film the thing that he asked about. The corrections were made, and it speaks to his intelligence and his ability to learn.
What kind of questions?
Anything and everything is a question for him. And he asked me for a while, and I just told him, look, man, I don't know what you're talking about, so ask somebody else. Yeah, it's a lot different. There was a learning curve there for the first few days, but with coming up under Cromer here in Chicago, there's. He does such a great job of teaching you the whys, not just, what we're doing, but why we're doing it. And when we line up in Santa Clara, I can look to Jordan Mills and I can tell him what we're doing. And I know what De La Puente is doing now. And that comes from reps, That comes from 30, 40 times last year where I didn't know what was going on. We have that understanding and we have that collective intelligence. Well, Jay's very good at dealing with personalities and very good with dealing with, all the ADD kids in this huddle, including myself. I think there's an ADHD with mine. And Jay just does a great job. He gets us focused. We tighten that huddle up, and, it's all business, definitely. No question. No question. We grew down 17-0. You look up, and there's 48 total yards or something in the first half. You're walking in looking at the – you're getting booed by everybody. You want to come out and punch somebody in the mouth coming out of the huddle or coming out of the locker room in the second half, and that's what we did. And we just kept chipping away. And, with a deficit like that, you can only do it one point at a time, and I think we understood that. As Trestman always says, it's 16 one-game seasons, so we're forgetting about the Niners, and we're moving forward. We're going to figure out a way to run the ball. Against the Jets, and we're going to figure out a way to continue to take the ball away as a defense and finish with a W.